morning again, I got another phone call from a man that was out in sea who told me how he hit the waterline. The waterline called the Shtakati El Angola. This is an ongoing issue, not just for months, but for the last couple of years. And it's absolutely ridiculous and not acceptable at all that this waterline is still floating. I appreciate and understand, as everybody else does, it's not easy to carry out works on this waterline. But we're going back to last April when Irish Water gave the Donegal County Council the go-ahead to secure the materials that's needed to sink this waterline and to carry out the works. But here we are again in February, nearly a year on, and this work hasn't been fully secured yet. We're talking about an issue of health and safety. We're talking about an issue that could have a serious effect on people's lives. And this isn't good enough that this is still ongoing, this issue. It shows a very clear indication that the dismissive attitude towards the health and safety issue in terms of the waterline and the dismissive attitude towards the island community as a whole. If this was anywhere else, it would not be accepted. And I am absolutely furious, and I expressed my frustration and my anger to the council when I reported this. It's certainly not acceptable at all that anybody's life could be in danger. It's certainly an issue if a waterline is cut off and there's no water supply onto the island. The island isn't that busy this time of year, but it's not the point. We have an obligation to provide a service, but my main concern is the health and safety of those that are in and out of that channel, and it's certainly not acceptable.